How does Dairy Queen serve a blizzard? The ice cream and fast food chain has served the blizzard upside down since the beginning. Why do they do this? The inspiration actually goes back to 1959, when a 14-year-old boy kept asking for thicker and thicker ice cream shakes. Finally, the owner, at a point of frustration, flipped a shake upside down and asked, "Is this thick enough for you?" Yep, that inspired the DQ flip. The purpose rests in proving the ice cream shake is, in fact, so thick it won't fall out when flipped upside down. When our lives are flipped upside down, what do we prove? Do we fall apart or hold fast? That may sound kind of silly, but life does get crazy, doesn't it? What we believe about God and how we respond is proven in those roller coaster moments and seasons of life. When life is not as expected, where is our hope found? Jesus turned things upside down during his time on this earth. What was valued was devalued. What was expected was not delivered. The last became first, the poor became rich, and the guttural prayers of a dirty sinner, not the calculated words of a whitewashed saint, moved the heart of the Father. Do you believe in Jesus? Does your life prove it? Back in the time of Christ, disciples would follow their rabbis so closely that they would be covered in his dust. "May you be covered in the dust of your rabbi" was a blessing commonly given to disciples in Jesus' day. I love that imagery. I want to follow Jesus so closely and live my life in such a way that it proves I belong to him. I want to walk like Jesus. I want to talk like Jesus. I want to be covered in his dust. Are you dusty with the words and ways of Jesus? All this month at lifeword.org, I'm looking at his words, the red letter ones. Often we highlight only the ones that make us feel good. While the gospel accounts of Jesus' life and his words are recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he is present from Genesis to Revelation. He is the Word made flesh. The ways and words of Jesus turned the world upside down. His followers hoped for a kingdom on earth that would make them free and rich. In his Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, Jesus served up a kingdom flipped upside down. The poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who seek righteousness, mercy, and the pure in heart, they are blessed. It's not simply what you do, but what you think and the condition of your heart that causes you to sin. Marriage is sacred. Love your enemies. Give more than required. Seek the Father's will over your own. Store up treasure in heaven, not on earth. And so much more you can read for yourself that should prove the ways of a follower of Christ. Jesus' followers should be set apart, not only by the love of Jesus, but also the ways of Jesus. He makes it so clear, but still many are missing the way. I want my life to shine a light that makes the path clear. Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. We are the light of the world. Covered in the dust of Jesus, we are a city on a hill in the darkness. And our life, even when turned upside down, should prove we are his people and he is our God. That's the truth. Go read Jesus' Sermon on the Mount today. I pray you walk away from it dusty. And if you do, you'll be blessed. I'm Lori Klein.